going to be called Olam de Kula Chushbana. Alma de Kula Chushbana. The world which is full of Cheshbon. We just read Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas seemed to do an act. One act. Bekano et kinati b'soicham v'loi chilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. One act. He killed Cosby and he killed Zimri. One shot. Chazal say it was one push of the sword straight through him and her. Okay? So one act. And that act was forever. Unbelievable. Today we're going to learn that it seemed like one act, yet there were so many different parts and so many different issues that got resolved from that one act. It seems like, the time of the Melcham against Moab and Midian, and he did an act. No. There was a lot of past history behind that act, a lot of present history, and a lot of future history, all tied into that one act. How long did it take the whole act? Seems like a minute, 2 minutes. How long could it take already? Maybe by asking Moshe Rabbeinu first, what the halach is, another few minutes. But basically, we're talking in the realm of moments. Yet, worlds and worlds and worlds were corrected, were involved in that one act. Let me begin by quoting you a Zayar, which the Chidah speaks in great length in many of his Sfarim. Let's begin with Nachal Kedumim. The Chidah Nachal Kedumim writes, Pirshu b'Zayar, Nishmais Nadav Aviu Nichnusubai, that in Pinchas, the Nishamot of Nadav Aviu went into him. The Nishamot of Nadav Aviu went into Pinchas. V'zeu Sha'amar, and this is what it says, Ben Aaron, because it was Ben Aaron Mamash. Pinchas Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron Akoyin, he was Ben Aaron. That's why the Torah writes Ben Aaron, because in essence, he was what? Nishamot of Nadav Aviyu. In his Sefer Pnei David, the Chidah writes how that worked. Very interesting. The Chidah says, V'katvu ha-mefarshim, this is in his Pirish Pnei David, V'katvu ha-mefarshim mishem ha-zohar, shekasher Pinchas asa zeh ha-ma'aseh, Parach levush nishmato shelakach mi'imo. Actually, it's not pshat Nadav Aviyu went into him. It was more. Nadav Aviyu went into him and Pinchas left him. It wasn't even Pinchas. You hear? Shekasha Pinchas asa zeh ha-maise parach levush nishmato shelakach mi'imo. Unbelievable. So right now, if someone asks you, who killed Zimri, please do not say Pinchas. Please say it was Nadav Aviyu. As a matter of fact, the Chidas is a very nice pshat according to this. The Gemara tells us, and Rashi quotes this, that the Shvatim had very big ta'anot against Pinchas. Mavazimoto. They used to come and make ridicule of him. Did you see? He went and he killed a Nasi Shevet. Look at him. Look who he is. What is he? He's Ben Puti. He's the son of somebody who fattened a calves for Avodah Zarah. Who was that? Because he was the grandson of Yitro. So look at the grandson of Yitro that fattened for Avodah Zarah calves. So look, who is he? What is he? He's this guy of Avodah Zarah. Says the Chidah, Gevaldige Pshat, Allah is that a Ben Gioret is a din of a Chalal. A Ben Gioret is not Ra'ui Lekuhuna. He's not ra'ui to be a nasi neither. He's a chalal. So, Haretim ben Puti, they were looking at him. Look at him, he's a ben Gioret. Grandson of Yitro, ben Gioret. His mother was a Gioret Yitro. Chalal, a chalal cannot be a kohen. A chalal should not be a nasi. Im kenu ben Gioret vu chalal yarog nasi shevet mi Yisrael. Dikimon shehu nasi vada ima mi Yisrael vu ben Gioret. How can he be a nasi? A nasi kills a nasi, says the chida. A chalal comes and kills a nasi. A chalal is ra'i for kahuna. What's going on over here? He says that's the pshat. Lachen ba katuv yichsa acharon. What does that mean? That he's not Pinchas anymore. Pinchas was Ben Kiyiris. Nadav Aviyu was Ben Aharon. Correct, they died, but they came back. Rejuvenation. They're now in Pinchas. You hear how the Chida learns in his Sefer Pnei David. Now, I'm going to show you. I'll tell you the truth. It can't be a Chassidus Pshat. Why?
It's not reality.
Not reality.
His neshama came over. He was himself, like.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to show you over again and over again and over again and over again that Nadav Aviyu was literally Pinchas. And Nadav Aviyu keeps on coming back and back and back. We're going to discuss this a little bit today. So here we have a pshat that Pinchas is actually Ben Aaron HaKoyin. Okay. The Chidah brings down from Darizal that actually there's more going on here than just Nadav Aviyu in Pinchas. Says the Arizal, the Zimri Esav. Zimri was actually Esav. Or Al Kalpanim, a Gilgul, or a Nitzutz, however you want to say it. Pinchas Yitzchak. Yitzchak. Uba Lahargai. So why is Pinchas coming to kill Zimri, his son? Asa, Kenegid Masha Avoy Mitchila. This was to be Mitaken, that he loved him at first. In the beginning, he loved Asa. He shouldn't have loved him. He was a Russia. So Litaken, to fix this, he comes back in a Gilgal of Pinchas, and Asa comes back in a Gilgal of Zimri, and it's time to kill Asa. As a matter of fact, this is also brought down in the Seder HaDairis. In the Seder HaDairis, it's brought down the same point that Pinchas is Yitzchak, Zimri is Esav, and there was a problem of him loving Esav in the beginning, but it adds. Say that Darius adds. He was supposed to kill him. Yitzchak should have killed Esav. The fact that he didn't kill him, so he had to come back with Taken to fix it through Pinchas coming and killing Zimri. As a matter of fact, he adds another point in the Seder HaDarais, and he says that the Rash of Esav was still not finished. It still came back in this world to haunt. And where did it go? It went into the Chamar of Pinchas ben Yair.
Who? Esav?
Esav! Harash of Esav! Went into Pinchas ben Yair. To the Chamar of Pinchas ben Yair. To the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. I don't know, maybe I have something to do the word Pinchas. Very nice. I don't know, you're in the oilam on his shot. That's right, that's the second pshat we're going to say. He's very smart. All the pshat is, because don't forget, the Chamer Shal Pinchas ben Yair didn't want to eat without giving Maisa, right? What was Esav's big thing? Ketzad? Me'asrin et ha-teven. So these are the two pshatim I said in Lakewood. Believe it or not, even in a literature place like that, they loved it. Unbelievable. Take a look and say that Darius. That the Rash of Esav. Yeah? The evil that was in Esav went into the Chamar of Pinchas ben Yair. What does Pinchas ben Yair have to do with this? And the answer is maybe Pinchas and maybe Meiser. Those are the two connections I thought of. Either way, you see Esav's Ra comes back to haunt. Fine. So now we've learned that in Pinchas, there's a lot more than just Nadav Aviyu. Actually, there's no more Pinchas. He turns into Nadav Aviyu, And also there's a nitzutz or a gilgul from who? From Yitzhak Avinu. Did I make this up? No, it's right here in the Chidah, from the Arizal. It's right here in the Seyda Adairis, a very accepted, famous Sefer, Seyda Adairis. Let me show you a little bit more. Don't think that it's just Esav. Don't think it's just Yitzchak involved here. Don't think it's just Nadav Aviv. Chidah brings down that, as a matter of fact, there was also another Ari Zal that says that Pinchas Haya Chelik Toiv Shel Yosef. Pinchas is the good part of Yosef. V'Zimri Chelik Ra Shel Yosef. And Zimri's the bad part of Yosef.
What's the bad part of Yosef?
What's the bad part of Yosef? Yosef had a little bit of misalzel b'sairai. Yosef had a shtickle. His darker bay tipei shel zera. It's brought in the Zayar. Perhaps one audacious paitifar. There was a yonim of tikkun of arayus. Yosef is yisod, that he's metaken the inyan of arayus. So Zimri has a p'stachelik hara of Yosef. You hear? Now, says the Chidah, so if you put two and two together, right? If you put together that Zimri was the Chelek Harav Yosef, and you put together the first Arizal, that Zimri is Esav, so it comes out in the Chabesh, Ne'ag, Damas, Amuris, Nira, the Esav, whom we begin is Chelek Harav Yosef. So it comes out that Esav is the Bechina Hara, the bad Bechina of Yosef. Says the Chidah, that's Pshat in the Chazal, that Esav has to fall Bezari Shal Yosef, right? V'haya Eish, V'haya Beis Yosef La'esh, Beis La'ava, right? That it was Esav is Kash, the straw, and Yosef is the fire, because this is the Pshat. Esav is the Chelek Harav Yosef, and the Tikkun is Yosef to come and what? And burn it up and take out the Chelek HaTayf. So says the Chidah Nachal Kedumim. You like it? Interesting stuff. Yeah. So it comes out that Yosef is not only what? I'm sorry, that Pinchas is not only Yitzchak, and not only Nadav Aviu, like it says in the Zayar, but he's even Chelek HaTayv of Yosef. Let's go further.
Zimri
is the Chelek Hara, Esa, and Pinchas is the Chelek HaTayv, which is Yitzchak, also Yitzchak. Okay. Now, the Chidah, let's tell you another Chidah here, which mixes it up even more, and gives us some more details here, which are very interesting. In his Sefer Chaimus Anach, he brings another Arizal. That is a matter of fact, that Pinchas is not only Yosef, but he's also Yitroy. You ready? Here we go. Pinchas kailul shtei nefashis. Pinchas had in him two nefashis, says the Arizal. Nefashis Yosef and nefashis Yisrael. The nefesh of Yisrael and Yosef. And he came to be misaken. Pinchas came to fix two things. Echad mitzad Yosef. One mitzad Yosef al tipin dizdariku. On the pieces of zera that fell out. Right? So he had to fix two things. He had to fix the problem of Yosef, and he had to fix the problem of Yitrei. Says the Chidah, that, or maybe this is even the, I'm sorry, no, excuse me, it's still that Rizal. Says that Rizal, that was the story with Zimri. The story is, Rav Pinchas b'Zimri, Shabal Kosbi. It was about Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah was Baal Pa'ar, it's Mad Machra Pa'ar, that's the story. And also, it was about Arayus. So he was Metaken the Yitroy, and he's Metaken the Yosef. And then he explains the Arizal, and that's where Nadav Aviu come in. Because Nadav Aviu also had these two Nekudot. Lo, they never got married. They never got married, so that's like the Indian of Yosef, the Indian of Arayus, Kedushas Arayus. They never got married. Nadav Aviu never got married.
That's why they died.
So that's the tikkun, like tzad Yosef, the chet of Yosef, whatever the pgam of Yosef. And then the second akuda is hikrivu eish zara. So that's the avodah zara. Thank you, Valga Zach. Unbelievable stuff. You have no idea. This is just the beginning. I'm just starting now. There's more to come. Your ears are gonna fall off. Your ears are gonna fall off. Your mind is gonna blow. They say it's gonna blow your mind. You hear? Chidah, chaimus anach. Brings Arizal, Ariza. Kabbalah. Yeah, you knew all this stuff. You knew.
No, it's Kabbalah.
Pilei Playim. Yeah, Pilei Playim. Pinchas Kail Shtei Nefashis. Yosef and Yisrael. So you have to fix it. How does he fix? Baal Par is Avodah Zarah fixes Yisrael, because he was doing Avodah Zarah. Pitam Avodah Zarah, Agolam Avodah Zarah.
I'm Shechem, I'm Shimon.
Who?
Shechem, Shimon.
We're getting there.
How many?
We're getting there. We're getting there. Shechem and Shimon, we're getting to that. How do you know we're going to get to that? That's right! Okay, now let's go weiter. Now, what do you have to fix? It says that Yosef had inyanim, that he had to be mitaken. Yosef came to be mitaken. He was misalsal besaro. He had the story with Bas, with the Osnas, Bas Bas Baisifera. And there was one tipa of Zara that came out. So Zara says that he had to be mitaken. That's why Yosef is inside. This is all Zara talk. Okay. So you came late, but I'll just give you a quick rendition. Pinchas didn't kill Zimri and Cosby. Not true. Chida says there was no Pinchas. No. Pinchas left. Pinchas was out for lunch that day. Pinchas left. Gone. Chala v'halach, it says. The neshama of Pinchas left. So what? Who killed him? Nadav Avihu killed him. Because the neshama of Nadav Avihu says Zayir went into Pinchas. Then, also Yitzchak, because the neshama of Yitzchak went into Pinchas. Also, the neshama of Yosef and Yisrael went into him. So he has the neshama of Yosef, Yisrael, Yitzchak, almost like the whole speech. Yosef, Yitzchak, what? We're not holding my Noach yet, so we're going to get to that. I know, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to all this stuff here. Very interesting stuff. All right, now. So now we've discussed a lot of interesting worlds behind the world that's in front of us. You know, we thought Pinchas did it. In essence, Pinchas was not there. Pinchas was gone. And some other form took over. Now, to explain the connection between all these people, you have to be a real mekubal. And that's not my job here for today. Alright? But I do want to add a few more points to the story here. And that is, in Seda Dairis, if you want, Rafi, you can look it up, page Kufayin Hay, very interesting stuff. He brings down that Zimri was a Gilgal of Shechem. And Dina was a Gilgal of Cosby. Or the opposite. Cosby was a Gilgal of Dina. Let's do it that way. Okay? Cosby was a Gilgal of Dina. So you hear what's going on here? Zimri is not only Esav anymore. It's not only what Chele Karav Yosef, like we said. But as a matter of fact, Zimri is also Shechem. And now, that's in the past. How about in the future? There was a very famous queen, a very wicked queen in Klal Yisrael. Her name was Izebel, in the time of Eliyahu HaNavi. Izebel Gilgal Cosby, says the Seder Dairis.
Achav's
right.
That's
right. She's also there. That's right. How do you know all this stuff? You're a Makubal. Well, damn it. Seder Dairis.
Everybody says same thing.
Unbelievable stuff. Go ahead, read it. Go ahead, Rafi. Read it. Page Kuf Ayin Hey. Page. It is here. Yes, you have it. Sure you have it. So you still have it. So why you say you don't have it? What I say? Izevel is Gilgal Cosby. You don't have Shechem?
Isabella.
1 minute. Shh. Okay. Elif Ashlishi on the Kuf Ayin Hey. You have it? It's there. It's got to be there. Zimri? It is there. It is there. Rabbi say it's there. Okay. Zimri?
Zimri Gilgal Shechem because the Gilgal Dina lekach amar hakizoyna yaseh lashon atid.
Unbelievable.
Damar asach lachin. Yaseh.
Hakizoyna yaseh lashon atid. Unbelievable, huh? Ooh. Say that Darius. Doesn't say hakizoyna naaseh that she was, but yaseh will be, because what? It's in the future. Dina is going to come out as a zona in Cosby. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable, scary stuff. All right. Now let's add some more stuff here to the mix. Let's discuss what the Shaykh is to Nadav Avihu. What's going on? Nadav Avihu. What is Nadav Avihu? Why is Nadav Avihu mixed into the story of Pinchas? So the Chidah is an unbelievable pshat. Says the Chidah, understand that one of the Chatayim of Nadav Avihu was, he was Hoira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. He paskined in front of his Rebbe, right? With the Eish Zara, with bringing the actual fire in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, did Pinchas, was he more halacha b'fnei Rabbi? Okay, so it's a very interesting yisod. Pashtis, well, we're going to talk about this. The Chidas seems to say, the Lashon Chidas that he was Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. The only thing is, he had the right to do it, because this is a halacha of Kanoim Pagan Bay, that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't pask of him. So he didn't do anything wrong, but he was Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. So the tikkun, for the mass of Nadav Aviyu, that they Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi, says the Chidah, the tikkun was through Pinchas, who did the right thing, being Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Because Kanoim Pagan Bay, you can't get a psak halacha. Now, I want to discuss this. Because the truth is, Kanoim Pagan Bay, he did ask, which is interesting. He did ask. The only thing is, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to answer him, because halacha is halacha, they mayrin came. You don't paskin it. So, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu said, right, crying into Igris and Lavin Pervanka, one who reads the letter, he should be the one to do it. Never said go do it, because you're not allowed to say go do it. So this is an act where he does a mitzvah by not asking Moshe Rabbeinu, by not getting a psak. So that's the tikkun for what? For Nadav Aviyu, where they went and they paskined in front of not Moshe Rabbeinu, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question, of course, everybody asks is, so why are you giving a tikkun in a story where you don't need a psak? The tikkun should have been in a story where you do need a psak halacha, and then you go and you ask. The tikkun is not to go do something where you don't need a psak halacha. So the truth is, he did ask. The answer was that he was answered that I can't paskin for you. But I would say it a little bit differently. I would say that tikkun and tshuva is two different things. You saw it in life. Person does tshuva. Tshuva is with gidrei tshuva. Tikkun doesn't have to be with that. Tikkun has to be act for act. I'll give you an example. We spoke many times that Mordechai tzaddik vayetze b'soicha ir vayizak za'aka gedaylo mara. Screamed a big scream. Says Chazal, because he caused many years before that with his ancestry, Yaakov Avinu, right, with Esau with the brachot, also vayizak. So therefore, litaken, that Yaakov, the grandfather, made Esav, Haman's grandfather, to be Vayizak Zaka Gedai Lomara, he had to pay back a Vayizak Zaka Gedai Lomara. So the Mefarshim ask, yeah, but Yaakov did the right thing. He did it al pi tzivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was done with a... No, so you had to repay the fact that he came and he caused Esav this thing. More than he paid for it. It was Alpi Nevuah, Shema B'Koyli. Rivka says clearly that it was Alpi the Tzivri of Hashem. So the question is, why is it by Yizak Zaka G'day Lumara? L'chayri, it was done Alpi Tzivri. So I wanted to say Pshat then. I said it to you many times. That the emes tshuva he wouldn't need because he didn't do anything wrong, but tikkun. At the end of the day, he caused him harm. He caused damage to Esau. So there's halacha called tikkun that you have to be mitaken. So tikkun means a maisa is mitukan with a different maisa. It doesn't have to go with the gidrei hatshuva. In hilchas tshuva, you're right. I didn't do anything wrong. One second. Did he do a chet of the Yaakov Avinu?
Is there any srach that he did something
wrong? No, I don't think so.
Every time you go to war, all those neshamas have to come back and do it to continue whatever you did.
Maybe.
Even though it's mechames mitzvah, everything.
Maybe. You never know in the olam hatikunim, there's something called tikkun. And tikkun is that you did an act where you were meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. So the tikkun is to do a mitzvah where there was no moir halacha b'fnei rabbi. You did an act where there was no moir halacha b'fnei rabbi because kanoyim pagan boy is not a... So it's not that you fixed. Fix would have been that you should have came and did something by asking Moshe. That would have been fixing it. But meaning in Hilchas Tshuva. But tikkun is the pshat, you did a bad ma'isa. It's the lush of the chida, really. I'm just working on the lush. The lush of the chida is, let me just read you the lush of the chida. Vatam shu tikkun. Ma shahoyru heim alach b'fnei Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehu hoyra v'loi chata. They were hoyra v'chata, and he was hoyra v'loi chata. L'chein nesabru boy. Hu adov ashedibu razal. So it comes out a gewaldige pshat, you hear? Gewaldige pshat. That there was a tikkun. Because he was Meira Alacha, not the Vavi, were Meira Alacha, so Pinchas had to come and be mitaken. Alright. There's another chidah in Chaimus Anach that says a little different pshat. He says the Rishaychis, the Nadav Aviyu is, like I told you before from that Rizal, that Nadav Aviyu was a krivu a zara, which is avayda zara, leiratzu li she'isha, which is what? That they don't want to marry, which is arayis. So the tikkun is zimri. Okay. With this, he says a mari de kavar. He says that the shvatim were mevazahim. What were they mevazahim? That look, you have in your family avayda zara. You have in your family arayis. Well, who are you to come and then fight this zimri? You know, in English, there's an expression: those that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So the chidah learns that's the taina. The shvatim was saying, you're killing him for avodah zarah. You're killing him for arayis. Your family's full of that stuff. Well, what's wrong with you? So the chidah says that. What's the answer back? Hagufa. Of course, my family's full of it, so I have to come and be mitaken. That's why I was given the mitzvah to do it. It's reason. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Rabbi, you see here? Ba kasev. V'yichsei acha arin, says the chidan chaymas anach. You hear? Ba kasev, v'yichsei acha arin, kloimar. Mitam ze atzmai. That's good for the reason. Because shepitam avi'im ha'agalam avayda zara. Because this is my grandfather. Hutzuch lasas lezeh l'sake. He had to come and fix it. And the sake began nadav avi'u. V'haraya. And what's the proof that there was a tikkun in what he did for nadav avi'u? Because nisabu boy. Because you see the Abish to put the nisham in it. Why would the Abish to do that? The answer is because he had to fix it. Says the chidah, Mayri de Kavar. You hear? Sometimes we tell a person, Kshayt asmecha, Ve'acha kshayt acherim, look at your family, only because. Because my family does this, it's my job to clean up the mess. Tavay ha'aim, v'tekaneach achar abat. Tavay ha'neched, v'tekaneach achar asaba. Sometimes that's the tikkun, I gotta do it. So this is how the chidah explains. Then he says, that's the pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu, get ready for this. It says, Lachain Emor, therefore you should say. Who's Lachain? Emor who? Moshe, you say. Why should Moshe say it? Let the Abish just say it. Why is it like Kielu is stressed? Lachain, therefore Emor, go tell him. Says the Chidah, because Moshe Rabbeinu is also Mechinas Yosef. Oh yes, you don't even know. You have no idea. Why is he telling Moshe to be magdim to him shalom? Why Moshe's bedavka? The answer is the gam Moshe hoyboy mebchinas Yosef. Moshe's also mebchinas Yosef. Atash in the sakein, and now that he fixed it, hagdim leishalom bechinas Yosef yisayt shetikein. The kids say this is what the chidah says. Then he says a gevaldig of pshat. Ah, beautiful. He says, Chazal say, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, bedinu sheitel schar. Rashi brings it down, that he deserves his reward. So he asks a good kasha, why would he not deserve his reward? But the Eibishter doesn't give reward? You hear what's going on? Unbelievable stuff, unbelievable. That Pinchas is doing all these tikkunim. Unbelievable what's going on, right? And why is he doing all this tikkunim? Because his grandparents did all these averis, right? Itaka comes from this line of problems. So he's mitakenet. Okay. Says the chidah, bedinu sheitin schari, what's the chidush? Hashem doesn't not give schar. So of course he gets. What's bedinu? Of course he deserves. Says the chidah, don't forget we mentioned that he's not Pinchas anymore. And who is he actually? Nadav Avihu. So maybe Nadav Avihu should get these rewards. Says the Chida. Yeah, unbelievable. He says, the Hamasal Kedaitach, I would have thought, the Ma'achad and Isabru by Nadav Avihu Lusaya, Ilaharek Zimri, Nadav Avihu was there helping him killing Zimri, maybe it takes away from the fact that he deserves reward. Why? The Gedaili Yisrael are you, Begrama Maidlis. They're the one who brought it out. He's not home. Who's been Pilchas? Pilchas is gone already. That's why he says he deserves reward. Why? Because it began, remember how the Chidah says that while, when he came to do the Maisa, then it came to him Nadav Avihu. How did that happen? Because he prepared himself to go do it. Then they came in and he left. But since he prepared himself, so he deserves. But then we're not going to deny the reward that he deserves. That's Shabbatinu. Even though a person could come and say that it wasn't him, it was Nadav Avihu. Yeah, but how did he get Nadav Avihu's nefesh to be mitaken? Because he was right and he began to prepare himself to do it.
He decided.
He decided to go do it. Ah! So Bedinu Shitl Scharoi, we're not going to forget that. Interesting stuff, huh? Chida. Chida. Okay. That's what you could say, but the Chida is not like that. You could say it if you want, but the Chida brings down from that Rizal, Nishmai, Nimai. That's what you say, but it says not like that. We read it, I just read it to you. That the Nishama of his mother left him. It says, Chala v'hola. In this pshat, you don't have to say that, but he says it anyways. What's the difference? He says, in this pshat, you can come and say that it had misiyua, that none of you helped it. Okay. Now, I want to show you a little further, okay? So now we've realized that the story of Pinchas has a lot more than meets the eye, right? It looks like Pinchas who killed Zimri, Nadav Avihu, Yitzchak, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yerapis. It's unbelievable what's going on, right? Unbelievable, right? That's all in the past. How about in the future? How long did Pinchas live?
I will ask you.
So the Targum Yainasim, we all know, Pinchas Zuel Yahu. And since he's Eliyahu, Eliyahu is Chai L'Kayim La'ad, he lives forever. So Pinchas keeps on going and going and going, right? I want to tell you there's a Meir Yechidah about this. Chidah explains, that's Pshat B'din Ushit L'Scharek. That's why the Chazal have to say he gets his reward. Why? Why is there no reward in this world? Because the halacha is Hayoyim La'saisan, Machal L'Kab Ischarek. If you do the mitzvahs here, and when you die, in the next world, you get the reward. But since Pinchas lives forever, so what do you want from him? So he has to get his reward. Well, there's no time, says the Chidah, that he's going to get his reward. So that's Rishad B'dinu Shiitl Scharai. It's only right that he should get his reward in this world. It's interesting, Chidah, huh? Chidah, let me read it for you. Ah, here. Brings it from Rosh David. Chidah and the Rosh David. He says like this. Why not? So he says, because it's brought down in the Midrashim and Metargim Amyuchas Liyainasin, that Pinchas Chai V'Kayo. Pinchas is living forever. Well, Pinchas Eliyahu. So therefore, it comes out that he has to get his reward, because the whole point is Hayayim Lasaisan Umacha. When you die, you get the reward. The Lashon is Mayayim Mimachar. What's the difference today and tomorrow? He says. It's all the same thing, my Pinchas. Now, there's a few points I want to point out. In Seyda Doiris, Amit Kuf Tzadik Vav, it brings down, there's a shita that holds the Pinchas is not Eliyahu. Also, I want to point out that it's brought down that Eliyahu is not Chai V'Kayim Eliyahu, Nistalik. Now, unless Nistalik doesn't mean death. I'm not sure what the word Nistalik means. But Pashtus, they bring down a shita that Nistalik. Here. You have it? Read me the Amud, the one on Amud Kuf Tzadik Vav. Yesh Oimrim, Panim Yafis. He brings a second Shita. You have it? Two Shitas. Ralbag, one Shita is that he's Pinchas Ol Yahu, yeah? In the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Yesh Oimrim, there are some that say it's Pinchas, which is this Targum, yeah? But then there's another one that says what?
Nira she'ena pinchas. Somebody says
some say some other sheet that says not pinchas.
So don't think it's of a pasha.
Not so pasha. Not so pasha. Okay. How about pinchas living forever? Look at Amud Kuf Tzadik Tes. The say that Dairis brings down. No. Amud Kuf Tzadik Tes. The Stalik. It tells you when he died. When was he? When did he die? Yeah, Eliyahu? It gives you dates. It gives you dates when he died.
So why did it change name?
Oh, Avada, we're going to get to it. The Chida explains. When did it change from Pinchas to Eliyahu? He explained. We're going to get to this. Go ahead, yeah? Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Schnell, my head, my head, my head. Oy vey. Oh, Eliyahu, where are you going? Why are you running away? Where are you going? Eliyahu, yesh oimrim, lishnistalik. Some say he was nistalik. V'ayin l'il, tav tav kuv tzad. Maybe nistalik doesn't mean death, he just disappeared. Nistalkut, right? That's what it says. Eliyahu, yesh oimrim, shnistalik. And it gives you dates. Tezvav, other, it gives you dates when he was Nifter. I don't know. Yeah, it gives the dates over there when he was Nistalek. Unless he means that he went up to Shemaim. I don't know. I'm not sure. You hear? So the first thing is that Pinchas was Chai V'Kaim L'Oilam because he was Aliyo. You have to know who's so sure that he's Aliyo. Maybe he doesn't mean he died. Maybe he just disappeared. What? It's interesting, huh? Interesting, he took a leave of absence. Oh, yeah, you're listening to this? So, yeah, Shaimim, there's a sheet that in Nistalek, I don't know, maybe Nistalek just means he disappeared. Okay. Now, let me show you a little bit more. So, either Pinchas lives on and on and on and on, or Pinchas does not live on as Eliyahu. But I want to show you a little bit more. Pinchas pops up in two other places. You know where he pops up? Pinchas pops up in the story of Pilegish Begiva. And he also pops up in Yiftach. In the story with Yiftach that he promised to kill whoever, to give a carbon, whoever comes out of his house, and his daughter comes out. Okay. What's the story of Pilegish Begiva? A woman went to Giva, and they wanted to have Achnas Archim, and they said, no, only unless you give us your wife. He took the whole city took the wife. They were Mizana with her, and then she died. So they cut her up into pieces, and they sent her to the rest of Klal Yisrael. This is a story in Binyamin. This is a whole mice about Binyamin when they killed that Binyamin. This is the story of Pelegish Begiva. So there's one Chazal that says that Pinchas should have been Moicha with the story of Pelegish Begiva. He should have made a Machama about the story about Pelegish Begiva. There's another Chazal which speaks about Yiftach, that Pinchas was the Gadol. He was able to be Matir Neder for Yiftach. For the daughter, and he didn't do it. Why? Because he didn't want to come to him. Because he held he was the Shaifet, and he held the opposite. I'm the Gadol, you come to me. So therefore, he wasn't Matir Neder. Okay. So these are two stories where Pinchas comes up. Now I want to tell you where this comes from. There's a Mefurish Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It speaks about Pinchas being the head of his tribe of Levim. And then it says, Lifnim Hashem, Hoya Hashem Imoy. Before this, Hashem was with him. Let's look it up. A very interesting pasuk. It's in Peirik Tes. You hear? Aleph. Pinchas. What? Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Peirik Tes. I believe it's either pasuk. Chaf or Chaf Aleph.
Yeah,
listen, Shasha, wait a minute, please, give me one more minute. You hear what's going on here? Unbelievable history. Yeah? Unbelievable history. Okay, so it says in the Pasuk that Pinchas, get ready to write down stuff. Your ears are going to fall off. Your ears are going to fall off. It's stuff that I have stuff here which your ears are going to fall off. Go ahead.
Because he became Eliyahu.
That's right. We're talking about everything. We're talking about everything. Go ahead. Perik Tes. Divrei Hayamim. Perik Tes. I think Pasuk Chaf. Chaf Aleph. I'll find it. Takes 1 second. I'll find it. Lefnei Mashhoi Hashem Imai. Here. Pasuk Chaf. Well, Pinchas. Go ahead. Yeah.
Pinchas ben Oz and Nagid were in the Levim.
Nagid, he was a big man. He was the head of the Levim. Yeah, but then what happened? Lifnim Hashem Imo. But before this, Hashem was with him. Why? What about now? So Rashi says that it's not regular Pinchas. We're not talking about regular Pinchas. We're talking about a person, Pinchas, who was a Navi, and he turned out he wasn't a Navi anymore. Some Navi called Pinchas. That's what Rashi says. But then Rashi says, no, it's really Pinchas. No, it's really... So why is it Lifnim Hashem Imo? Yeah, go ahead.
Because
he wasn't Mati the Neder for Yiftach. So Hashem got angry at him. Why isn't he being matinanda for Yiftach? What's going on here?
You should go to him.
Wait, we're not finished. There's big stuff going on. Wait a second. All right, Yichap, what's going on? That Hashem was upset at Pinchas. Why was he said upset at Pinchas? Because he wasn't matinanda for Yiftach. Okay. You look at the Radak, or the Rabag, I think it is. The Radak, what do you have there? Radak? Radak brings a different shot. Radak brings because he was Pilegish Begiva. He wasn't Meicha to Pilegish Begiva.
Yeah.
We made Pilegish Begiva. Hashem was upset at him for not Pilegish Begiva. Okay. Says the Chida, Meiridika think. Ah, such gewaldige Sache. The Chida is fascinating. Fascinating.
No, I'm saying he wasn't saying it as a punishment. He's saying Hashem wasn't with him, that's why he wasn't moich.
Oh, okay. What's the pshat? Two pshat. I'm sorry, well, what's the pshat, says the Chida? If you notice, it says, Hinini noisin le is brisi shaloin. The vav of shaloin is a vav ketia. It's a chopped vav. In the Torah, it begins. It's called the vav ketia. It's a very interesting ois. It's only one time we have it. It's called the vav ketia. Cut vav. Says the Chida, you know why? Because Lifnim Hashem Imai, it stopped. The Brisi Shalom went, and then it stopped, and then it came back. When did it come back? Eliyahu Bahara Karmel. When Eliyahu went to Hara Karmel, and he said, Hashem Hu Alikim. So he brought back the Abishta, and Hashem went back with him, and Hashem was with him again. So Lifnim Hashem Imai, there was a stop, a break, and then again Hashem was with him. That's why the Brisi Shalom, Hashem's Bris Shalom is with him with a Vav. Ketia. Fascinating. Rabbi Isai, fascinating.
It broke.
In the story of Pilegish Begiva or the Maisi Yiftach. What are you, Taina? Unbelievable. It's something, the Chidar Rabbi Isai is, the Bekias in the Kisvei Ari and the Rishonim and the is something fascinating. You hear what's going on here? Vav Ketia. Which story? Okay, Yiftach was that he was a king, and he promised that whoever, if I win the war, Hashem, for the first person thing that comes out of my house, I'll bring it as a carbon. And he meant an animal. Unfortunately, his daughter came out first to greet him with happiness that she... So what happened? So Hashem... So Yiftach had a problem. His daughter was supposed to be a carbon. So Pinchas was able to be Matir Neder. Pinchas was the gadol. He knew how to be Matir Neder. Lamaisa, Pinchas didn't want to go to him because he said, I'm the God, you come to me. I'm the Nasi, the Navi, whatever. And Yiftach said, I'm the king, you come to me. So she ended up being in the Neder. So he put her on a mountain for the rest of her life. Some say he thought he killed her. It's a Shaila in the Midrash and what happened. Or he just left her in a mountain over there and she stayed away from marriage all her life. It's a Shaila what happened. But the Neder stood. And because he wasn't at the Neder, Pinchas, so Hashem, Lifnim Hashem Ima, Hashem was upset at him. Hashem was upset. Why didn't you go and be Matan Neder? Okay. The story of Pilegish Begiva is that there was a family, a husband and a wife, that went to the Shev of Binyamin, that they wanted a place to sleep at night. So they said, if you give us your wife, we'll let you sleep. And then the whole city was Mazana with her. And in the morning, she died from the amount of... And so there was a tremendous story that happened. So he went and he cut her up. And he sent it to rest for Klal Yisrael, to all the Shvatim. And they went to war against Binyamin because the husband chopped her up, sent her as a... Look what happened. Look what they did. It's called Pilegish Begiva. So what happened?
Not wife, Pilegish she was. Not his wife.
Okay, Pilegish, whatever, but it was his Pilegish. So what happened? He went and they went to war against Binyamin. They killed out most of Binyamin.
Half a million people died.
They killed out most of Binyamin. They killed out. Very few people left. They made a takana. Huh? And and they made a rule that no one's allowed to marry binyanim because
no one's allowed to marry binyanim.
It's a tremendous story. Okay, b'kitzer, so he wasn't moicha. He should have came and said pelegish begiva wasn't right. V'chule. Okay, now. So because it is lifnim Hashem imo, he says the chidah, that's the pshat, vav kitiyah. Okay, now, the chidah in Medaber Kedumah says an interesting pshat. Shh, come. The chidah says, in Medaber Kedumah is a meir digazach, listen what he says. Yeah, he says like this. Listen what it says. He says like this. That Lamaisa, says to the Ari, that Nistalka Mimenu Nishmas Nadav Aviyu, Bishvil Shalai Hitta Labas Yiftach. Umisham, and from that time on, like Nisker Pinchas El Eliyahu. That's when the switch took place. When the story of Yiftach, that Hashem left him, no more Pinchas, and then he turns into Eliyahu. And when was he mitakenit? Aliyo Barak Carmel, when he comes and he says, Hashem hu Elohim. This is what he reads. Kano kineti, the tikkun. Kano kineti. Why was he not matir neder for Yiftach? Why not? Can we discuss who Yiftach's daughter was? In the Olam HaGilgulim? Gewaldig. If you take a look, the Chidah brings down Bas Yiftach was a Gilgal of Kazbi.
Again? Oh my gosh.
Now the story is starting to make a lot of sense, huh? It's unbelievable stuff. Okay, go ahead. Rafs, read it to the island and let them enjoy. Go ahead. Erech Zimri, go ahead. No, you have it? Write the underline. What's underlined? The one on the bottom. Go ahead, no? Katav Sefer Gilgulim. That's your Sefer Torah. You guys learned this all day. No, go ahead, no?
It's your Gemara.
It's your Gemara, you guys. Come on, let's go. Katav Sefer Gilgulim, yeah?
Bat Yiftach hayta Gilgul Kozbi, v'avshav delakach kativ v'pinchas lifnim Hashem imo, v'mikodem arak Kozbi v'ay Hashem imo, v'ata sheba liyadov v'hatzila minedir Yiftach.
Ah, yeah, Kozbi. Yeah, Kozbi was now Yibas Yiftach. So originally, he killed Kozbi, the right thing. Now I understand why he wasn't Matan Neder. Why wasn't he Matan Neder? Because he held that it was what? Kozbi. He held it was Kozbi. So he wanted that she should get killed. He held it was the tikkun to not kill her. To kill her, to make sure she dies. Hashem said, you're wrong. Now she's not Kozbi anymore. Now she's Bas Yiftach. So the tikkun would have been to help her.
A reverse.
Mayridik, huh? That's the way I understood the Chidah. Read it again. It's unbelievable what's going on here. Go ahead, no? Yeah?
דבת יפתח הייתה גלגול קוזבי, ואפשר דרכה כתיב פנחס לפנים השם אמו, דמקודם הרק קוזבי והיה השם אמו. ועתה שבא לידו להצילה מנדר יפתח ולהתיר נדרו ולתקנה.
ולתקנה, that was the tikkun.
Nimna.
You hear what's going on here? Okay, the tikkun would have been by saving her now. He didn't do it. Lefnim Hashem Imay. Originally he did good and now he did no good. Unbelievable. Okay. Now I'm going to show you a Mary Dikiyah site. Who was afterwards, who was this Bas Kozbi? So he brings down over here that there's a Gemara, a very famous Gemara. You ready? Who is Kozbi? Who was it? So he brings a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara brings down that Rav Kahana was asked by a woman for Znut. Matronisa, like a queen. What happened? Rav Kahana was a tzaddik. He didn't want to go near her, so he jumped off the roof. Who caught him? You know who caught him? Eliyahu caught him. Again, who's the Matronisa, says it? Who?
Kozbi.
Who saves him? Who saves him? Elio. Very interesting. Rabbeisai, Pilei Plum. You hear what's going on here? Yeah, how it keeps on coming back, the story? Cosby's the Matronisa. He jumps off the roof and Elio is saving him. Pinchas again, yeah? He doesn't say this part, but that's what he means. That's what he's saying. It's interesting. The pshat in the Chazal. Yom comes and grabs her kahana. What happened? Okay. Now, let's go a little bit further. You ready? Where did Cosby come from? It is what it is. Eliyahu Hanavi comes and grabs him and picks him up. Okay, listen carefully, yeah? Listen good. Listen further. You ready? Here's another piece to the puzzle. Who is Yiftach? Says the Seyda Dairis. Amit Kuf Pei Beis. Says the Seyda Dairis. Who is Yiftach? Bas Yiftach. Who is it? Yiftach. Bas Yiftach. Nugad Eishes Cham Shishim Shabbat Eva. Who? Read it again. Read it from the beginning.
Bat Yiftach.
Who? Bat Yiftach. Bat Yiftach. Who's this girl?
He Eshet Cham.
Eshet Cham. She's originally in the Sharish of her Nesham is Eshet Cham.
Yeah.
She did the only one that lived in the Teva. So you see the Shrashim of what? Of Znut, of Arayis. The Sharish and Hashem. You hear what's going on here? So could you imagine the scope of the story now? It begins with Noach in the Teva.
And?
It goes all the way with Dina in Shechem. It goes to Pinchas and Zimri. It goes to Bas Yiftach. It goes to the Matarnisu Drev Kahana. And Eliyahu comes to... It's unbelievable. It's huge. It's huge what's going on here, right?
Master puzzle.
It's huge.
Master puzzle.
I did good. I went through the Chazal. I did good for you boys. Yeah. It's huge. It begins with the table. It ends with the Gemara. Who says it ended? I mean, that's what we know. Who knows what? It keeps on coming back and forth and up and down. And then Rebbe Akiva goes to Rebbe Akiva. Yeah?
It's Shishkata Lidev, yeah? Vehi bat Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Vehu tiken et Yiftach.
And who tiken et Yiftach?
Lachen Yisraf.
It goes, and the wheel keeps on. Alright? So let's discuss this. Okay. So there's a very famous gra which I need to tell you. Actually, two of them. One is in Mishlei. Perik Chaf. Pasik Tezvav. The gra says that a person comes as a Gilgal three times. After three times, done. Like it says in the Pasik, Al Shlosha Pishe Yisrael, Val Arba, La Shiver. You got three tries. You strike out. Try three times, and you didn't do it, you struck out. It's finished. Right? How come? Ask Hashem.
No, we said
that's what it says.
Adam Arishon, everybody.
I don't know. That's again, I'm just telling you over the gra. Nitzutzim Tikunim, I'm just showing you how it keeps on rolling. Now, there's another very interesting gra, which is in Yonah. Perik Dalet Pasik Gimel. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, how does a person know what he's a Gilgul of? What he comes to be Mitaken? Well, how do you know? Says the Gra, two rules. If you see you keep on doing a certain Avera over and over again, then you know that that's your Tikkun. Or if you have a tremendous Cheshek, tremendous Yitzhara for a certain Avera, you know that that's what you came to be Mitaken. Okay? So here we have reincarnation.
Gilgulim
of Tikkun, of Cham, the story with the Shimsha Bateva. It keeps on resurfacing in Dina, and then it resurfaces in Cosby, and then it resurfaces in Matronisa, the Arayas, and don't forget it has to do with Esav. Esav is also Erva, right? But he was Bael Namarasa, right? That was one of the five Averis he did. Avoid the Zara, there's so much going on in here. Okay. Why am I telling you all this? One, because it's very interesting. Two, because to you guys, this is mamish candies. And three, bread and butter. And three, because I want to teach you a big lesson. All right? Kraina de igris de lihava pervanka. This was the answer that Moshe gave to Pinchas. That the one who reads the letter, he's the one who should fulfill it. Interesting wording. Interesting. What is the pshat? Kraina de igris. Interesting lashon. I want to say an unbelievable pshat. You know what crying the igrusa means? When someone sees the writing on the wall, only he sees it. Because it's for you. Hashem wants you to be mitaken something. If you see, you understand, there's a reason for that. Hashem is guiding you. This is where your tikkun is. Kraina de Igrisa, the one who's reading the letter, the one who sees, the one who picks up on it and says, hey, I'm reading something. We'll have it pervanka. It's for you. You're the one that has to go take care of it. Pilchas was this orer to go. Hey, wait a minute. Moshe Rabbeinu says, there's a reason why you. Because it's for you to be metaken. Hashem is telling you. You're the tikkun. Everything was nitgalgel, like it says in the Chidah, lachenit abrubo. That's why it's in you. Nadav Aviyu came in you. They all come in you because you're the one that has to be metaken, and that's why you see it. I told this to you a few times, so those of you that heard it from me before, fine, and the most of you didn't, so it's good if you hear this. You know, we say in the Zmirot, Lu yichye givar, shnin alfin, lo yel givur tech b'chush b'naya. A person, right? Lu yichye, if he would live thousands of years, lo yeol, he wouldn't fathom, he wouldn't understand givur tech, the greatness b'chush b'naya with Hashem's cheshbon. So pashut, you mean that there wouldn't be enough time. There wouldn't be enough time. A person could live thousands of years. He still wouldn't have enough time to calculate. Like we say in Nishma, if all the waters would be with, right, and all the ink and pen, it still wouldn't be enough. I want to say it's not what it means. You know what it means? What it means is that even if a person lived thousands of years, and he saw the entire beginning and the end, like it says, we spoke about this. It says in Nishma, Teleheo Rishonim, Teleheo Achonim. What's the Rishonim and Achonim? What does that mean? So Reb Chaim Vital explains that when a person doesn't act, he can only take achrayut for what's in front of him. When Hashem does something, it's alehei harishayim, alehei achrayim. It's with the cheshbon of the beginning and the end. Everything is calculated. I could do something now. Do I know the totsaot? Do I know about the avar? I know about now. That's what I know. At best, if I'm a chacham mechucham, I know what's in front of me. But more than that, I can't know. Hashem is Elohei HaRishonim, Elohei HaAchronim. He's able to see and calculate everything that it should work out with the past, the present, and the future. I told you over a pshat from the Gra many times that the Gra says that when the Malachim came and said, Zu Torah v'zu Schara, Shtok. Hashem told the Malachim, be quiet by the Sararugi Malchut, because I'm going to turn the world upside down. So everybody learns that it was a punishment, like, if you hear one more word, I'm going to get lose control, like, and I'm going to blow up the world. Nah. I'm from Johnny Me Johnny, Jana Juna, Jana John, whatever his name over there is. And Iran, he talks like that. I'm a Juna Jama, Monkey John. Okay, whatever. He talks like that. All right? Hashem doesn't come and say, be quiet or I turn the world upside down. What does it mean? So the Graz says, what Hashem was saying in answer, you don't understand my cheshbon. I'll turn the world upside down. We'll start over again. And I'll show you step by step. This is tied to this, and this is tied to that, and this is tied to this, and this is tied to that. And then maybe you'll understand. And I want to tell you even more. There's a very famous mabit I always say over. It's brought down that Shmuel was called by Shaul to Ovi Adoni to come back.
Yes.
He got scared, says the Gemara Chagiga, and he calls Moshe and Aaron. And he says, Moshe and Aaron, I want you to be my witness that I kept the whole Torah. Asked the mabit that Shmuel was nifter many years before. The judgment, the mishpat, is only 12 months. So his case of judgment against him was done already a long time ago. It was a closed thing. So why all of a sudden is he afraid again and again? Says the Mabit, because you never know. He could do something in this world. And then it was no problem. But years and years later, the totsaot could have caused an aveiro or a kilkul, and maybe you get judged for that also, says the Mabit. So he was scared that he did something that years later caused a problem and he would get rejudged for it. So he brings Moshe and Aaron as a witness that everything he did was me'achuz and there's no reason for tatsa'ot that should make kilkulim. Okay. So you see an unbelievable thing that a person could never know, never know what the tatsa'ot are. Hashem, on the other hand, knows all the tatsa'ot. Everything is calculated. When Chum, Dina, Cosby was already with Izebel, it was already with Bas Yiftach, everything was already all calculated. Unbelievable, huh? This is a pshat, what we say, Lo Yichye Gevar, even if a person lived thousands of years, still Lo Yael Gevar, they still wouldn't get it. It's so mechushav, it is so calculated, that there's no way to even grasp what the cheshbonot are. Lu yichya. If a person would even live shnin alfin, thousands of years, lo yeyol gevorte b'chush b'nai, a person would never fathom, even with living the thousands of years, and even being elaher rishayim achrayim, being in the beginning and at the end, even what he got. Why am I telling you all this? I'll tell you why I'm telling you all this. A man can have a situation in front of him. He thinks to himself, I did an aveira. So I'll do tshuva. Right? So what? I'll do tshuva. So what? You never know, Rabbi Yisai, how one act could be a tikkun doirei doiros. You have no idea. You never know. Imagine if Pinchas would have said, you know what? I don't know if it's so pashit. Maybe I don't know. He's a nasi. I'm not a nasi. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe I. Huh? Hey,
who am I?
Huh? Who am I? What? I have to ask Moshe. I can't pay him. Whatever. You know what he would have lost? You have any idea the olamot shaya machriv? You imagine the kilkel and the bria they would have caused? The Gemara brings down. Mara says that if a person should always view himself chatzi chayim and chatzi zakai, asa mitzvacha sichria otov et kol ha'olam lekaf tzchut, asa vera achas, he was machria the whole world lekaf chov, he destroyed the whole. You destroyed the whole world with one avera. You really think that every guy when he does an avera, you should think that he destroyed the whole? The truth is, you never know. You never know. The way we're explaining, a person never knows the kilkulim that he could cause by doing it out there. A person never knows. Haflovofele. Haflovofele. You hear what's going on? Chabaisai, if you realize the chushma de rachmana, you realize. You never know. A person can never know if one act of... Wait a minute. A person can never know if one midah, he comes home to his house, you hear? And his wife is standing on his nerves. And Hashem is saying, let's see if he'll get angry. He gets angry, that's it. He doesn't get angry. He was mitaken his grandfather and his great grandfather and his father and his future. Yeah. A person never knows how much cheshbon comes in litaken in each act that's in front of him. It's unbelievable. Think about it. I'm saying an unbelievable thing. Think. Think of a person feels, well, what is it? Okay, I sat, I did it, I went, I walked, I sat. And you know what the answer is? Maybe not. Maybe it's much more than that. Maybe there's olamot letaken in one act. This gives chashiv. I want to end with the following, Rabotai. I want to end with one side point, which I think is very important. I am not a kanai. No, I don't have it in me. It's not my nature. Nor it is the derech that I saw. Oh, it's yours. I thought it was mine. Sorry. I have the exact same thing. Oh, maybe I got a phone call. No, I have the same one. Huh?
Same style.
10 years old. All right. The kids are... Now, I don't have... That's not my tchunas ha-nefesh. I don't have it. All right. Lamaisa, you see, Pinchas, we've got a tremendous reward. Okay. Mir Kanoi, we've got a tremendous reward. Someone could come and say, no, Mir Kanoi. So the truth is, many Mepharshim explain, Kraina de Igris el Havi Pervanka, either you have it or you don't have it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him. If you're the Kanoi, then you have it. But if you're not that type of person, so you're not that. That's not only the one that's mit orer. I want to tie in a tremendous yisod, and that is there's no such thing as a kanoi. No. Kanoyus, if it comes from the shoresh of kanoyus, is just a masveh. It's just a what do you call that? A cover up for very, very bad midah. Oh yes. Kanot, which comes from the shoresh of kanot,
something bothering you.
Is something, right? There's something wrong with you or your midah. There's something seriously wrong with you. I'm going to tell you where kanoz comes from. Kanoz comes from midas hachesed. When a person is a tremendous bal chesed, he's a kanoi. What do I mean? I saw the chidas as a meridik pshat. The kanot kinati besalcham, the lochi litid bnei Yisrael bekinati. Question: was that what Pinchas did? That's not what Pinchas did. Pinchas was kanokin and bekano bekinati. The lochi lit is what Hashem did. Says the chidah. Question: why is it that we're saying Pinchas did what? Kano kinati besalcham. Velochiliti is me, not him. So Pashit, you have to say, because it was Gorem, Velochiliti, so I consider like he did it. I give him credit like he did it. Chidah doesn't like that Pshat. He doesn't speak it out, but he says that's not the Pshat. You know what the Pshat is, Velochiliti? He says an unbelievable thing. Pinchas had no right to go kill Anasi Shevet. You know why? Because he put himself in Sakana. The halach is Kiddush Hashem, only if it comes to you. But you can't go out and cause Kiddush Hashem to put yourself in danger. This is a very sechidish. He says, that's why Rabbi Kiva says, Masai ava liyadi va'ar kaimena. Why? Because it has to come to me. But if I go out and produce the masa of Kiddush Hashem to put myself in sakana, I'm not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. So he says, Pinchas put himself in danger. He was in Shevet Shimon. You hear? Question? What? He was in Shevet Shimon. No, he was within Shevet Shimon. He was doing it. Oh, God, that just reminded myself. Oh, it's just so interesting. I don't know why I forgot to tell you this. The birds that brought the food to Elio Anavi in the mountain, says the Seyda Darius was a Gilgal of the people of Shimon. I forgot to tell you that. It's in the. You saw it?
24,000.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's Gevaldik. The people of Shimon.
It says here also that. That she got married to Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
And we know Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were the 24,000 of the Shevet Shimon.
Of the Shevet Shimon. It doesn't end. I'm telling you, the story of Pinchas and Cosby never ends. The Shevet Shimon with the birds, and the birds go feed Pinchas, Elio, they're paying it back. It's just unbelievable. You have it over there, the birds. Read it over. Harvim Shabal, they gave food for Elio. Who? Unbelievable. So it's just unbelievable stuff. Not unbelievable that the birds were from Shevet Shimon. Okay, says the Chidah, getting back to this Chidah, that really he had no right to do it. You know why he did it? L'chiliti. He was Meis Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He gave up his life for Klal Yisrael. He knew that he can get killed, and he knew that maybe the halach is that you're not supposed to do it. I'll do it anyway. Why? The lachiliti is bnei Yisrael b'kinasi. He loved Klal Yisrael. He saw that Klal Yisrael is going to go into a situation where they're going to get punished for it. He said, I'm going to be Meis Nefesh, even if the halach is I shouldn't be, and even if the pshat is, you hear? And even if the pshat is that it's going to be my life, I'm ready to do it. The lachiliti. So Hashem looks at it that's what he did. The kana is kinasi because of the lachiliti. That's why he did it. That's the lachiliti. You hear? It's an unbelievable musak. You hear? So I want to explain what that means. You know where kanos comes from? Love of Hashem and love of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, you don't want a Jew to do an aveira against Hashem because you love him and you love Hashem. That's where kanois comes from. Kanois doesn't come from you're a kanoi. Like you're angry and you don't like when people do things wrong. That's not what it is. You should love them. I feel bad for them that they're doing something wrong, so I'm a kanoi. My Zaidi once told me a very good thing. And I heard also from Reb Zelig Epstein years later, the same point, very interesting. They both spoke about the Satmar Rebbe the same way. Satmar Rebbe was a big kanoi. He was very big kanoi. L'umat zeh, he was a tremendous bal chesed. Tremendous. His chesedim was not... I mean, all the money and the... Everything went from yeshivot, chesedish, litvish, as far... Everybody got organizations. Satmar Rebbe did a lot of chesed. So, he said, you think, people think that he had a tremendous hate for this... Not true. He had tremendous love for Klal Yisrael. I heard from my grandfather, I heard from Reb Zelig Epstein the same point. He truly loved Klal Yisrael. He just loved them. He loved Hashem and he loved Klal Yisrael. So this is what Pinchas is. Pinchas is loving Klal Yisrael to the point that like Chilisi, he couldn't stand to watch that Klal Yisrael is going to have this problem. So he was Mois and Nefesh, and he was a Kanoi. This is the true Yisod of Kanois. So I tie in a big Yisod. First work on Yavas Yisrael. Once you work on that, then we'll talk about Kanos, okay? We'll go to the next step. Let's work step by step. But to work first on the Kanos, without the Avas Yisrael, you missed the point. Okay, final and last thing I'm a chuyav to tell you. 3 weeks. We now ben amitzarim. Kol ha, kol rotfeah hisigua.
Ben amitzarim.
Ben amitzarim. What is ben amitzarim? This is the time that we are mitabel on the Churban. The Medrash says, that when Hashem destroyed, it's a Medrash in Eicher Rabbah. When Hashem destroyed the Bet HaMikdash, he began to cry. And he tells Yirmiyah, go call me Moshe Rabbeinu. Go call me Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yirmiyah stands at the river, and he begins to cry, Ben Amram, where are you? Ben Amram, where are you? Then he goes to the Maris of Machpelah, says the Medrash. And he says, Avota Olam, come, Hashem is summoning you because you know how to cry. Hashem wants that you should come to cry. So the Bet HaLevi asks, what do you mean that you know how to cry? Why is Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov knowing how to cry more than anybody else? Says the Bet HaLevi, you know when you cry, when you know what it looked like, when you know what it was supposed to look like, and then you see what it looks like, then you can cry. If you don't know what it's supposed to look like, and you don't know what it looks like, so it looks like this, all right, see, it's good enough for you. Ava to Olam, says the Bet HaLevi, knew what it was supposed to look like. They were the founders of Klal Yisrael. They knew what Klal Yisrael was able to turn into. So they could cry. That's what it means, you know how to cry. Hashem is summoning you because you know how to cry. Rabotai, you know, the 3 weeks we keep halachot. There's many halachot that we keep for the 3 weeks. To keep the halachot and not to think about the Bet HaMikdash is tafsu et ha-tafel enichu et ha-ikar. It's halachas of not taking a haircut is not the ikar. What is the ikar? To feel. What are you supposed to feel, Rabotai? We don't even know what it was supposed to look like. Snapshot, we know when we're crying that what? That it doesn't look like it's supposed to. We have to cry that we don't even know what it's supposed to look like. We have no clue. No clue what it meant when there was Beis HaMikdash. That we are happy with what we have means that we have no idea. No clue what it was. What it was to be in a Beit HaMikdash when Hashem was Mashreh Shechinato, the Nisim, the Gadlut of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was big. It's great. We're b'shvelut hamatzuf. You know, we're so. We've fallen so far. It's unbelievable. It's an amazing thing. You know, there's a famous vart I tell you over all the time. I heard this. It's a beautiful vart. It says, that Klal Yisrael is katzon latevach yuvav, like sheep that are slaughtered. Pashup shad is a sheep goes without resistance. You know, we once slaughtered an animal in Rabbi Chaim's kollel over here in Forest Hills. It was a lamb. They made lamb chops. They were trying to show how to make a shechita. And Rabbi Chaim pointed out, the Persian Rabbi Chaim pointed out, look the way it just lets. It was an amazing thing. It just lets. There is no nothing. Happy. It's like kilo. All right, that's what you want to do. Fine. So that's the pasuk, the translation of Katzon LaTevach Yuvav. Klal Yisrael went to the slaughter without any resistance. But I heard B'Shem Rabbi Soloveitchik, a very nice pshat. When you go on the road, right, and there's roadkill, an animal that just a skunk, a cat, a dog. Does anybody ever, you don't even pay attention. Does anybody, you know? It's normal, right? An animal to die in the street is normal. But if you see a person that's dead in the street, you make a story, you call the cops. It's a story, right? He said it became so hefker, what a Jew is, that you could see a Jew dead in the street, and the goyim don't even pay attention. It's irrelevant to them. Katzon, latevach, like an animal that's an animal dead in the street, no one cares. No one's going to even turn around to look at it. He said that's how hefker Klal Yisrael became. You know, it's a sad situation. We do live in America, that America is interesting, that they have rules and regulations, but you go to the rest, big chelik of the rest of the world, the whole thing is to kill the Jews. That's all it is. The whole UN is about the killing and destroying, and Iran, Iraq, all the Arab nations is to kill the Jews. That's all it's about. This is katzon kalatevach yubal. This is the churban that we live in, and you have to understand. You have to understand what the churban is. And this is kavua 3 weeks. So you have to think about it. I'm not saying all day, but you got to give it thought. You got to give it thought, because if not, you miss the whole point in the 3 weeks. So, it's Hashem, we should all be zocher, lirot, b'nechamata, b'binyan, irecha, v'yishalayim, yekachecha, v'teir b'yameinu, amen.